I never thought in my life that the day would come when I would be heartburned or I would have a terrorist neighbor. Unfortunately, that would be bad for Muslims in general and Somalis in particular, because now I think the FBI would be following our movement.
Professor, why do you think that would be bad news for Somalis?
Yeah, because it focuses attention on Somalis. In any case, the United States and the Western Europeans were already nervous about Somalis being recruited by Al-Qaeda through Al-Shabaab. And so they would be looking, checking us. We are in their sights now.
Let's assume that what the authorities say is correct now, that they are going to go to Somalia to kill Americans as they were presented. Assuming that is correct, why would any young person want to do that?
Unfortunately, these young people are vulnerable. They can easily be brainwashed. And they go to these mosques, they convert to Islam. I understand that one of them has been a Muslim, but the other is a convert. They go to these mosques, and as you know, life in America is stressful, and the challenges of life are too overwhelming for them, so that when they go to the mosque, they find relief there, and then they are told about these fabulous pleasures that are waiting for them in the next world.
Some time ago, I think it was last year, we had similar cases like this about Minnesota, whether some young people from Minnesota had gone to Somalia. So where does, I don't want to say whether the mosques are teaching something or it's just the young people who are vulnerable.
As you know, the world, because of the internet, has become one global village now. So the indoctrination they receive through the internet, plus going to these mosques where they are brainwashed by these Pakistani, Afghani, and Bangladeshi mullahs, the guys with the long beards, you know, who would tell them about this world of pleasure that's waiting for them.
So are you saying there a little bit of indoctrination that takes place in the mosque also?
Yes, although, of course, the mullahs deny it. I'm almost certain that some indoctrination takes place in the mosques, but most of the indoctrination takes place in the internet. And I will tell you something. I think that probably the greatest danger, the greatest peril that's facing the West is not so much terrorists coming from Pakistan or Afghanistan or from this rogue mullah in Yemen, Mr. Awlaki. The danger facing the West is young people who are brought up here, who speak English like Americans without an accent, who know the American culture, who have American passports. The West is in danger of these people, especially in America, being turned into what they call, I'm sure the phrase you have heard, sleeper cells, waiting to be triggered off by Bin Laden in his own good time. And Bin Laden is an amazingly patient man. He can bide his time, wait 2 years, 3 years, 5 years in his good time and a time of choice. These liver cells can be activated. So the Americans have to be really concerned about that.
So, Professor, is there are there attempts in the Somali community to at least educate these young people to kind of get them away from this kind of mentality like you have described?
Yes, there are some attempts, but I can tell you the ideology of jihad, the ideology of dying as they sink in the service of God, that is a very powerful ideology. If you hear these preachings that are taking place either through the internet or through mosques, this is a very heady, heavy stuff.
Professor, we do thank you very much for talking with us on Voice of America. Thank you very much, Professor.
My pleasure.
And Professor, where are you calling? Where are you now? What city?
In South Orange, New Jersey.
And you said this gentleman, they live about an hour from you.
Yeah, I suspect about an hour or something like that. I suspect, I haven't, of course, gone myself to measure it or to check it out, but I'm assuming that they are about an hour or so away from us.
And Professor, we do thank you very much for talking with us on Daybreak Africa.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Professor.